We begin Maseches Arachin. Most people call it Erechin, so that's what we'll call it. What is Erechin about? So it's actually written in the Chumash. In Parshas Bechukosai, in Vayikra Chav Zayin, Psukim Beis through Ches, the Torah speaks about Erechin. What is this all about? So there are different types of Nidrei Hekdesh, which means we can take a vow to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. It could be an animal, it could be money, it could also be a person's value. Now, when we say, if I would say, demealai, if I would say my value, I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. So what is my value? So a person's value is what they would be sold as a slave on the slave market. So every person, depending on their strength, depending on their skills, would have a certain value as sold as a slave, as an eved. That's when a person says demealai, or a person could say demeplonialai. The value of the money value, financial value of this other person I'm taking upon myself to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't have to be my value, it could be someone else's value. Every person has their value based on the slave market. That's when we give damim, we give demei alai, we give the financial value of a person. But there's also something called erechin. That in the Chumash says that when you use the language of erechi alai, my erech, my value, I'm giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. The word erech means assessment, appraisal, evaluation. To give that value to the Beis HaMikdash is a fixed value. Different than demealai, which is based on the value of each person as they would be sold as a slave. Erechin is a fixed value that is delineated by the Torah. And it depends on the age. It also depends on gender. The Torah says, Ish ki afli neder be'erkhan nefarshos l'Hashem, referring to expressing a vow, this type of vow where we take the erech of nefarshos of people, v'hoyah erkhecha ha-zachar b'men efsim shara v'avad ben shishim shara, a male between 20 and 60, the Torah says, v'hoyah erkhecha ha-mishim shekel kesef shakal ha-kodesh. How much do you owe the Beis HaMikdash? If a person takes upon himself, I'm getting the value of this person, that person's 47 years old, and it's a male, so you owe the Beis HaMikdash 50 shekel. A male between 20 and 60, it's automatically a fixed amount of 50 shekel. That's if you use the language of erech alai. I take upon myself erech. Or, v'mnekevahi, the Torah says, what's if it's a female between 20 and 60? V'erekecha, shloshim shekel, the value between 20 and 60 of a female is, the fixed value is 30 shekels. So a person says, I'm giving the demay of this female, so it would depend on what she would be sold as a maidservant. But if he's giving the erech of that female and she's between 20 and 60, so you give 30 shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Torah continues, v'immi ben chamesh vad ben esim shana. What about between 5 and 20 years old? A male is 20 shekel. That's the erech of a male. And a female between 5 years and 20 years is 10 shekel. What about from 30 days old, 1 month old, till 5? A male, 5 shekel. Shekel, shkolim, kesef. And from 30 days to 5 years, for a female, is 3 shekel. What about older than 60? If it's a male, it's 15 shekel for a male. So that's the erech, a fixed value, depending on the age and depending on the gender. So we begin Maseches Erechin. It says the Mishnah, Hakol Ma'arichin V'Ne'erochin. So when we say Ma'arichin, we're speaking about someone who is pronouncing the vow. Ne'erochin means the one who is the subject of the vow. So if let's say Reuven says, Erech Shimon Alai, I'm going to give the fixed value of Shimon, and Shimon, let's say, is a 40-year-old, so he has to give 50 shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. For Reuven is called the Ma'arich, and Shimon is called the Ne'erach, is the subject. If he says Demei Shimon Alai, he doesn't use the language of Erech, but Demei, Shimon's value as sold as a slave, so Reuven is called the Noder, and Shimon is called the Nidar. So that's the way we need to understand this Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Hakol Ma'arichin, anyone has the ability to say Erech Ploni Alai, the value, the fixed value of that person I take upon myself to give to the Beis HaMikdash, or Erechi Alai, or I'm going to give my own appraisal, my own fixed value to the Beis HaMikdash, and he gives to the Beis HaMikdash that value depending on the age. V'ne Erochin, so who else, but and everyone can also be Ne'erach. What does that mean? every person could be the subject. So which means that if a person says about him, Erko Alai, Reuven says about Shimon, I'm giving your Erech, so Shimon is the Ne'erach, and he, every person can be Ne'erach. Obviously, we have to see what that comes to include. Why would a person, as long as you're a human being, you're a male or a female, so you're going to be either Ne'erach or Ma'arich. And we'll have to explain what that comes to include. And the Mishnah continues, Nodrim, everyone has the ability to take this neder, and the neder is demei alai, either my value I'm giving as sold as a slave, or demei ploni alai, the value of that person I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash. Same thing, I call Nodrim, vini darim, and can be the subject of that neder, of that demei alai, of the not the fixed value, but rather the neder of giving nidre hektesh, of the demei alai, of the value of a person's souls as a slave. And then the Mishnah says, Kohanim, Ulevim, Yisraelim, Nashim, Va'avadim. So why do we mention these groups of people, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Nashim, and Avadim? So the Gemara says the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even Kohanim have the ability to be Ma'arich, to give an Erech value to the Beis HaMikdash of someone else, and can also be the subject of an Erech. Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that? Because in the parsha of Erechin, it says, Ve'im machu me'erkecha, ve'hemido lifnei ha-kohen, ve'erichoso ha-kohen. The Kohen is the one who does the appraisal. So I would have thought, oh, I see what this means. It means that the Israel stands, is the subject who is going to be appraised, whose value is going to be given, and he stands in front of the Kohen. It says, V'hemido lefnei ha-Kohen. So that sounds like that the one who is the subject is standing in front of a Kohen, which implies that Israel stands in front of a Kohen, but not a Kohen in front of a Kohen. So maybe a Kohen cannot be the subject of Erechin. So therefore the Mishnah comes to teach me that indeed a Kohen can be the subject of an Erech. And once the Mishnah mentions the Kohen, we throw in Yisraelim and Levim as well. When we mention an Eved, there's a reference, of course, to an Eved Kanani. But what does the phrase HaKol Ma'arichan come to include? Everyone could be Ma'arich, can give the fixed value of someone to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says it comes to include what we know as a Mufla Samuch La'ish. So Samuch La'ish means he's close to being a mature adult. So he's obviously, if he's close to it, then he's not 13 yet. But Mufla means we check him to see if he's able to express Mufla. We have the language Ikiafli Neder. So the language to express a neder is we use the language of Pei Lamed Aleph. The Rambam's one of the 14 books of the Yad HaChazaka is Hafla. The laws of Nedarim are found in there. So if a person is a Mufla Samalach, which is a 12-year-old, but we realize that he knows he has proper intellect. He knows when he expresses, articulates something, you know exactly what he had in mind when he took a neder, when he wants to be Maktish something. So HaKol Ma'arichin comes to include even this 12-year-old who we realize, in fact, has the intellect and is able to be Ma'arich as well. What does HaKol Ne'erachin come to include? Everyone can be the subject of a vow, of an Erech vow. Why would I have thought, who would not be included as long as you're within one of those ages that the Torah describes? So it means even someone who has no value himself. Why would I say someone of no value? Someone who's what we call manuval or mukashchin, which means that he's boils all over his body, and that person, well, no one wouldn't want to buy him at all as a slave. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though regarding a neder, regarding demei alai, he wouldn't have a value as a slave, nonetheless, and when it comes to it, an erech, which is a fixed value based on the age, so the Torah says, the Torah teaches, the Mishnah comes to teach us, HaKol Ne'erachin. Even this person with boils all over his body can be the subject of an erech vow. Pasuk says, Ish kiafli neder be'erkecha. So the fact that I have the word neder and the word be'erkecha next to each other, neder is the demei alai, and the erkecha is erech alai, I could have learned whoever is included in the vow of damim of value based on the slave market is included in Erechin. Because it says neder be'erkecha, maybe they should go hand in hand. And if you don't have a value yourself, you wouldn't be sold as a slave. Your value is zero, so maybe then you wouldn't be part of the Erech vow. now. So that's why the Mishnah says, Hakol ne'erachin. So once again, Hakol ma'arichin, that phrase comes to include even Kohanim Hakol ma'arichin is coming to tell me that who is included in ne'erachim, that the Kohen can be the subject of an erech. And it says, Hakol ne'erachin. That comes to include the person who has no value. Now, the truth is, when it came to the Kohen, we also were discussing that the Kohen can be the subject of an erech vow. And the fact that a Kohen can be the one to be marech someone else, that may not be such a chiddush. But nonetheless, it sounds like the hakol ma'arichin, that comes to tell me that Kohanim can both make an erech on someone else and be the subject of an erech. And Hakol Ne'erachin is there in addition to teach me that someone who doesn't have any value, he's a Mukushchin, has that illness, has those boils. Nonetheless, although he's not in the Dunim category, he is in the Erech category. Now, how do I know that? The Pasuk does link Neder and Erech. So the answer is because the Pasuk says, Be'er Kecha Nefashos. Anyone who's a Nefesh could be included in Erech, even in that fixed value, even though he may not have value as a slave sold on the slave market. As long as a Nefesh, he has a soul, he has life, he's alive, doesn't matter that his body is not worth anything. Then the Mishnah said, Hakol Nidarim. So we said, oh, everyone can, what's Nidarim, can be the subject of a Neder of the Me'olai. Now, what does that come to include? So the Gemara says that comes to include a child, a baby that's less than a chodesh. Why would I need to tell me that? Because remember, anyone less than a chodesh, less than 30 days old, has no erechin value. So if you said erech alai on this two-week-old baby, you wouldn't be giving anything to the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe because there's a link between erech and neder, I would say, well, if there's no erech for less than a month old, there's no neder, there's no vow of demeolai. Comes the Mishnah teachers, no, there is. No, whatever that baby would be sold as a slave, it means a small amount, but there is something, and that baby can be the subject of a neder vow, just not an erech vow. Then the Mishnah continues. Tumtum vandroganos nodrim vinidorim. Tumtum is where we cannot recognize the signs of gender at all, male or female. They're covered. Androgynous, where there are both signs, male and female signs. So we say about these two individuals, they can say nodrin. They can say about someone else that a neder, vinidarin, meaning they can say about themselves or about someone else, demeolai or demeplonialai. And someone else can say about them, damavalai, they can take a neder and they can be the subject. That's regarding to me. But says the Mishnah, umarichin avaloneirachin. They can also make an erech, or give the erech fixed value of someone else to the Beis HaMikdash, but they're not included, lo ne'erachin. They, the tumtum androgynos, cannot be the subject of an erech vow. Why is that so? So, because the Mishnah explains, she'eno nerach ela zachar vadai unekeva vadois. We can only give an erech value to the Beis HaMikdash, and that vow will take effect if we're certain that someone's a male or certain someone's a female, based on the psukim in the parsha of Erechin. It says vayoy erkecha hazachar, and tells you the value of a zachar v'nekevohi. So it has to be the Gemara darshins. The Gemara expounds. It has to be a zachar vadai or a nekeva vadois. Tumtum androgynos are not a zachar vadai or a nekeva vadois. They're a suffek, and therefore they are not. They cannot be the subject of an erech vow. They can make an erech for someone else. They can. They can even say, and they can, of course, give their value as a slave and the value of others as a slave. But they can't be the subject of an erech vow. Then the Mishnah says, Cheresh shote v'katan nidarin v'ne'erachim. A cheresh shote v'katan, which means someone else can say about that cheresh, the deaf mute, one who's mentally deranged or a katan under bar mitzvah, can say damav alai or eriko alai. They can be the subject of a neder or an erech by someone else, avalo nodrin velo marichin, but they can't take the vow themselves, either the neder vow of demeolai or the erech vow, shmibnei she'ein bahem das, because they are not intellectually mature enough, and therefore they don't know to whom they're taking an eder or the erech. Remember, we that a mufla samach leish, 12 years old and has the intellect, does work, but the regular katan does not, and certainly echerish and shote do not work. Pachos mi ben choyesh, the Mishnah concludes, nidar, under 1 month, so he can be the subject, as we've said, of the dame of the avalai, the subject someone's neder, because he has some value at that avol nerach. He's not the subject of erechin, because under a month has no erech value. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hanachri, what about a non-Jew? Rabbi Meomer nerach. Yisrael can give the value of a nachri, the fixed value, and if let's say the Yisrael said, oh, erko alai, the erech of this non-Jew is upon me. The non-Jew happens to be 52 years old. 52 years old, you're in that first category. It's a male, let's say, between 20 and 60. You give 50 shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. Avolo marech, but the nachri can't be marech, says Rabbi Meir. If the nachri, the non-Jew, says erech ploni olai, I'm giving the value of this person to the Jew or non-Jew to the temple in Jerusalem. So that's nothing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer marech avol nerach, just the opposite. A non-Jew can be marech. He can say the erech of this Jew, let's say, is upon me, and give that erech to the Beis Hamikdash. Avol nerach, but he can't be the subject of erechin. So he can't say, erki olai, my value, and Yisrael can't say about him, erki olai. What's the basis of this machlokas? It's the exact opposite. Whether the one of believes that the nachri can be marich others, but he can't be the subject, the other one holds the exact opposite. So the answer is because the pasuk says, in Parshas Erchin, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, focus as Bnei Yisrael, Vamarta lehem ish ki afli neder berkachon nefasho. So the drasha we learn is Daber el Bnei Yisrael, lema'et es hanachim, that comes to exclude non-Jews, ish ki afli, but then it says, oh, a man who expresses, who articulates a vow. So that, the Gemara says, is l'rabos kolish. That comes to include all people. Ish ki afli, the extra word ish. So that sounds like it includes non-Jews as well. So on the one hand, non-Jews are excluded from erechin. On the other hand, they are included. So the question is, there must be some component that they're included in and some component of erechin that they're not included in. So Rabbi Meir therefore holds like this. The miut, this exclusionary term where we say Dabel B'nei Yisrael, comes to tell us that nachrim cannot take the erech vow. They can be the subject of an erech vow, but they can't take the erech vow. What's the ribui, the extra, the inclusionary term ish, comes to tell us that they can be the subject. They just, as we said, Dabel Bnei Yisrael can't take the vow. Why should this be true? Why should we be more willing to include non-Jews in taking the vow rather than being subject to the vow? So the answer is because that they, rather, just the opposite, that they... Rabbi Meir holds that they cannot be, they can be the subject of the vow, but they cannot take the vow. So the answer is because there are more people that we include in being the subject of the vow than being able to take a vow. Take, for example, the Cheresh Shot of the Katan. They're Ne'erachin, they can be the subject of the vow, but they can't take the vow themselves. So therefore we say, if there's one thing we're going to include the non-Jew in, is to be the subject of the vow. Same way Cheresh Shot of the Katan can be the subject of the vow, but they, Cheresh Shot of the Katan, can't take a vow, so therefore non-Jew also cannot take a vow. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds the exact opposite, that the Nachrim cannot be the subject of a vow. Rather, they can take a vow. Why? Because he believes we find that there are extra people who can take a vow but can't be the subject of the vow. Who's that? The Tumtum and the Androgynous. They are Ma'arichin, as we said, but they can't be. They can take a vow on someone else, but they can't be the subject of a vow because they're not a Zachor and a Keva. So, therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, we have more people that we allow to take vows instead of be the subject of the vows, i.e. Tumtum and Androgynous, and therefore the non-Jew should be the same. What is Rabbi Yehuda going to do about the Cheresh Shot of the Katan? It's a kind of 3-2. Tumtum and Androgynous against Cheresh Shot of the Katan. He says, don't tell me, Cheresh Shot of the Katan, look, they can be the subject of a vow, but they can't take a vow, and therefore the non-Jew should be the same. The reason Cheresh Shot of the Katan are in that category is because they have no das, they have no intellect. They don't count. I'm not going to compare a Nachri to a Chesed of a Katan. And then the Mishnah concludes, Zeva Zemodim, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, admit and Nodrin Vini Darin. That when it called, this whole discussion was all about Erech regarding the non-Jew. But if a non-Jew says, Demeolai, my value as sold as a slave, I'm giving to the temple in Jerusalem, or Demei Plonioli, or the value of this person I'm giving, or let's say a Jew said about an non-Jew, I'm giving the value of that Nachri to the Beis HaMikdash, his value as sold as a slave, everyone agrees that you give the value, that is certainly acceptable.